In Milwaukee yesterday, the UW Board of Regents voted to raise tuition more than 5% this fall for most in-state students at four-year campuses. The university says the additional revenue is needed to partly offset decreases in state aid. This will be the latest in a long string of tuition hikes at larger UW schools and comes as almost all UW faculty and staff are going through 2 years of pay cuts. During the meeting, Regent David Walsh said the upcoming fall election campaigns would be a good time to ask candidates about how they'll support the UW system.
At some point, the decision makers have to make a decision before they're elected and tell us where they stand. And I'm sure they're all for everything we want. It's just how do you get there in difficult economic times? And I urge all of us to raise that dialogue and challenge them.
UW System President Kevin Riley says he'll ask the next governor and legislature to restore the funds cut from the university.
Absolutely, there will. And of course, we all have to hope, pray, and for the best that the economy will continue to go up and that the jobs will come back at a faster rate than they have so far in the recovery. So a lot will depend on whether that happens and whether it happens in Wisconsin or not.
The price tag for just bringing faculty and staff back to pre-furlough salary levels could be in the tens of millions of dollars. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.